Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. If you want to be cooler online, ADX Digital can definitely help. I have the digital marketing consultant for ADX Digital in the studio, Lexi Mendoza. Welcome to the show again.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Every Monday, you join us and tell us about what ADX Digital is all about and how it can help you grow your business, grow your customer list, and get the marketing and advertising edge on everybody, I think. And you've been with us for a little while now. How many months now?
About six, I think, since about December.
Yeah, it's about right, because I started in October, so that's about right, yeah.
Yeah, we started right around each other.
Yeah, we're definitely glad to have you here, and we're going to be talking about if you have a digital marketing campaign, you want to know if it's working. You want to know if you're getting a return on your investment, if those dollars that you're spending on advertising and marketing are actually paying off. And there's definitely ways to do that with ADX Digital and how they do things. So let's talk about that today.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the advantages of working with ADX Digital is we do offer monthly reporting. And we like to actually review our monthly reporting with clients because there's a lot of conversations that can happen during those monthly report reviews. And it's a lot of like, you know, what is performing good? What could be performing better? What could we change so that this campaign is performing the best that it possibly can be? And so we like to make sure our clients are involved in those conversations. And we, you know, every month we will show this monthly report and we're going to kind of go through the different parameters of the report and break it down a little bit just to give you guys an idea of the sort of information we can provide and the sort of return on investment that we can provide with one of our digital campaigns. So one of the parameters that our monthly reports provides is impressions. So an impression is anytime somebody sees an ad. So how our digital campaign runs is we typically have a certain amount of contracted impressions to hit each month. And that's how many impressions we will aim to serve each month for the digital campaign for each specific product. And each of these impressions are also targeted. So I know, you know, in previous sessions, we've talked about all the different types of targeting strategies that we offer. So when I say these impressions are targeted, I'm referring to those targeting strategies. We can layer on certain behavioral categories. So, you know, people who potentially are homeowners or people who like to go out to eat, whatever the campaign may be and the advertiser and whoever that person is that they want to hit, we can target by specific categories. We can also do that keyword targeting or that machine learning, AI targeting. So all of those different strategies are going to be layered onto these digital campaigns. And that is where all of these impressions are going to serve to this specific audience that the client and the marketing consultant have selected and worked on together. So another thing to look at in these reports is how many impressions were served. Like I said, there's a contracted amount, which is going to be the amount of impressions we're aiming to serve each month. And a lot goes into that number. So when we're planning for a digital campaign, we want to make sure that the impressions we're serving reach anywhere between 40 to 70% of the available marketplace, or we call it share of voice. The idea behind hitting that 40 to 70% of the marketplace is to make sure that we have both the scale, meaning we're reaching a broad amount of people, but it also has a high frequency as well, because we want to make sure that the ad is serving to one person multiple times because we need that frequency there. Typically, people don't take any sort of action if they only see an ad one time. They'll need to see it multiple times, and it needs to be very top of mind for them to actually take an action, go to the website, purchase a product from the brand or whatever it may be. So first things first, the reports are going to show you how many impressions served, which ideally will be a little bit above or right at what was contracted. And then it can also show you impressions by those different targeting strategies. So you can actually see how many impressions went towards, you know, the behavioral targeting versus the keyword or the retargeting. And that will help too when we get a little bit later in this report, we'll also see conversions broken out by strategies. So that way you can really see what strategies are performing best and if you need to make any changes to those strategies.
You're listening to News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I've got Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital Marketing in the studio. Go to adxdigitalmarketing.com for more information. You can send them an email, connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com, or give them a call, 262-6000. I think there's another phone number as well, but that'll get you there, 262-6000.
Yep. That's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And talking about ways to track your return on investment with these monthly reports.
Yeah, exactly. And so the first thing we were talking about here is impression delivery. And that is how all of our products are priced on an impression basis. And so, you know, we want to be able to deliver the amount of impressions that are contracted. So you'll get to see that in your reports, as well as the impressions broken out a couple different ways. So it'll show you impressions for each individual targeting strategy. And when you look at that, that's something that we kind of like to assess and understand. Do we need to make any changes here? So, for example, if one of the strategies is delivered only a couple hundred impressions within the first month, and then you look at another strategy that's performed thousands, maybe that strategy that's only delivered a couple hundred, maybe we look to swap out that strategy, or we look to add in or swap out the actual categories that we're targeting. Those are different optimizations or changes that we can make to the campaign to ensure that we are performing, the campaign is performing at the absolute best that it can. So on top of impressions, we also look at clicks. That's an important metric that we look at in our reporting as well. And with clicks, that's how many people that see the ad are actually clicking on the ad, and we get a click-through rate percentage. So that click-through rate, we have a benchmark. The benchmark that we use is 0.07%. So when we're looking at click-through rates in our reporting, we like to see that the different strategies and the overall click-through rate across the campaign are performing above that benchmark of 0.07%, and that will vary by product. For example, our social mirror product, since there are so many different ways to engage with that product, you can click to the website, you can click to the actual social media page, you've got those like, comment, and share icons at the bottom of the post that you can engage with as well. All of those will count as clicks. And so social mirror does tend to have a very high click-through rate. And performs typically, I want to say, on average, 11 to 12 times of that national average of the 0.07%. And, you know, another product that performs really well with a click-through rate is typically mobile conquesting. Not as high as social mirror, but still a great product to choose. And, you know, click-through rate is not the only measure of success. So as I'm going through this, that's not the end-all be-all. There's a lot of different factors that we're going to go through, a lot of different metrics. So this is just one of them. But yes, and they will vary. The click-through rate will vary by different product. One thing to call out too, for example, an OTT product, so something where you're streaming content on your OTT device, typically not going to be a lot of clicks there. So that is not, you shouldn't be surprised if you don't see high click-through rates with OTT.
But that's all about brand awareness.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So the play there is the KPI, key performance indicator, with OTT is going to be brand awareness. Same with online audio. A lot of people will listen to podcasts or they'll listen to music on a streaming app, and they won't be looking at their phone as they are listening. So they'll hear the ad, but they won't necessarily see the banner that serves with the ad. And so the clicks on online audio is typically pretty low as well. But again, it's awareness, it's remaining top of mind. So that's just a couple things to call out that when we are looking at and assessing reports, if you see a low click-through rate for those particular products, it's not something that you should be alarmed about. Some other things we assess when we're looking at click-through rates is over week, like week over week performance, because we can actually see the performance and it breaks it out by week over week. And so we'll be able to see if the click-through rate kind of dips or if it goes up or what it looks like. We want it to remain pretty consistent week over week. If it doesn't, then sometimes that means we need to look at refreshing the creative. We might need just an updated, fresh, and new creative to run depending on how long that creative has been live. So that's something we kind of look at and assess. I would say in general, creative refreshes, monthly's monthly potentially. If you have like the creative, you can definitely, and it depends on the product too. Like Social Mirror, that's going to depend on the posts that you're making. And if you have like different specials going on and you swap out your posts on Facebook a lot, then maybe like we can go up to 3 times a month to swap out those posts. But if it's like a mobile conquesting product, you could run the same creative for a couple, like 1 or 2 months at a time, and then maybe we look to swap it out. And then one thing to note too, so when we look at click-through rate performance, the strategy that we typically see with the highest click-through rate is going to be retargeting. So retargeting is when, as a reminder, it's when somebody has already been to the client's website and they get served an ad on a different website or app that they are browsing on. So they've already been to the website. They are already familiar with the product or service. So when they see an ad for maybe a second or a third or a fourth time, maybe they are ready to buy. So we see a lot more clicks coming from that retargeting strategy because it's not the first time that person has seen that has seen an ad from that brand or from like that same product, or, you know, so they've seen it before and they may be ready to actually convert or take an action at that point.
And we talked about on the previous show, and I know a lot of people wonder about this sometimes, the creatives you're talking about, the material that you're using mm-hmm. For these purposes, how much of that does the customer, the client, have to come up with? I mean, how much digital information and pictures and videos and things like that do you have to come up with?
That's a great question. So it varies by product. So our Social Mirror product, you don't need any assets to be built other than posting something on your Facebook page or your Instagram page. All we need from you is if you've posted something and you want to use that post to serve to your targeted audience in this digital campaign, all you need to do is send us the link to the post. So that one is very turnkey, very quick and easy to get live. Our native advertising is the same way. We just provide elements. So we don't need finished ads for that one as well. We would just need to decide on, you know, specific copy we would want to put in the ad, or we would need to decide on what we want the call to action to say, whether it's buy tickets or learn more. And then we would also just need like a generic image to upload as well. So it's that one is another one where you don't need complete finished ads to move forward with the product. You just need elements. And then when it comes to like our display product, our mobile conquesting product, those will need a couple different sized display assets or banners. And if you don't have those yourself, we can actually build those for you at no additional charge. So if you're going to run a digital campaign with us, we can create those ads, send them over to you, make sure that, you know, you're on board with the ads that we create before we go live with them. So there's a lot of different options if you don't have any creative built already that, you know, we can still get a digital campaign up and running pretty easily if you don't have any assets. All righty. So we've talked about impressions, we've talked about clicks, and now we're going to get into conversions. So conversions are really what drive home, you know, the return on investment piece of the digital campaigns and how well something is performing. So this, a conversion is what somebody does after clicking on the ad or being served the ad. And this is really going to measure like the true engagement of the campaign and show the client what users are doing on their web page or if they're coming into their business location after seeing the ad. So there's a lot of different conversions that we can track, and it'll vary by website. It'll vary by client. Obviously, each client may have a different goal in mind or a different key performance indicator. Some, for example, if it's a retail brand and it's an online store, something that's going to be really important to that type of account is going to be making a purchase. So a conversion that we can track for a retail brand would be somebody adding something to their cart on the website. If there's, let's say, a spa brand, obviously spas typically offer a lot of different services. So it's important for them or for their clients to be able to review their services on their website. So something we can track is clicking to a specific page of the website. So when somebody goes to the spa website and then actually clicks to review the services, that's something we can track. So you can see how many people are actually going to the services page.
It also helps them kind of tweak their business model a little bit.
Exactly.
Because they might say, hey, we're selling a ton of these hot stone massages, but the Swedish, not so much. So they could, you know, tweak their advertising.
Yeah, maybe you
still
put
too.
The Swedish right at the top. Switch up the... Yeah, exactly. No, it definitely helps with that too. We've also got... So for example, like if it's a restaurant, you know, I definitely do this. Before I go to a restaurant, I go on the website, look up the menu, see
the
what they've got.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you're a restaurant, something that may be important to you is making sure people are going online and checking out your menu or downloading that menu. So that's a conversion that we can track. Some other conversions, you know, typically a lot of websites will have a contact us type form where people can, you know, fill it out to reach out to the business. So that's something we can track. If you have like a newsletter on your website and you want people to sign up or register for that, we can track that. If you have a video on your website, we can actually track who clicks to watch the video. And another thing we can track too is like if there's specific buttons on the page. So for example, if it's a like theme park or something like that, and they have, you know, a ticket that says a button that says buy tickets now or book now, we can track how many people are clicking to buy tickets or to book now. And then lastly, we can also track on-site visits. So this one is going to be not really website related. All of those conversions I just laid out are ways to track people's actions on their website, what they're interested in. You can see, you know, how many people are booking specific services, if you have those broken out on your website, like Jake was saying, kind of which one people are gravitating more towards. And it can help you kind of with your website design as well to kind of get that feedback from your client base. But on top of that, outside of the website conversions, we can also track those on-site visits to your location. So if you wanted to see, you know, who saw an ad and then within 2 weeks came to your business location, we could do that as well. So that's another great way to measure return on investment.
Very nice. If you have any questions or comments, let us know before we run out of time. 437-1620, you can call or text. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, the Pensacola News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel. I got Lexi Mendoza, the digital marketing consultant for ADX Digital. Go online to adxdigitalmarketing.com. Shoot them an email, connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. And they are our in-house digital marketing partner here at the studio for Cat Country and News Radio Pensacola and ESPN, everybody.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
All right, so we were talking about conversions. Now I'm going to go into view-throughs. So view-throughs is actually a subset of conversions. We've got two different types of conversions. One is going to be a click conversion. So a click conversion is when someone sees the ad and then clicks on the ad. So they land on the website after clicking on the ad, and then they take an action on the website, whether it's going to the services page or watching a video, that would count as a conversion. And then we have view-throughs. So view-throughs are a type of conversion where somebody doesn't click on the ad, but later on their own time, they'll go back to the client's, or they'll go to the client's website for the first time because they remember the brand and they remember the ad. So view-throughs are actually really a great measure of engagement because, again, it's let's say you're, you know, on your phone, taking a break at work, scrolling through, and you get an ad, and you're like, you don't have the time to do a bunch of research on that, you know, business right now because you're supposed to be at work, but you think, oh, I'm going to look this up later. And then you go later after work, you look up the brand on a website, and you go to their homepage. So that would be considered a view-through conversion. So there's a lot of different ways that we can measure these view-through conversions. So with view-throughs, you can do just a homepage visit because, again, somebody's coming to the website later. So them just searching your brand or your business name and going to your website would count as one view-through conversion. But then if they take any additional actions on your website, like going to downloading the menu or going to the services page, then those would also count as additional conversions. And something really great too that we can see with conversions is conversions by the specific targeting strategies. We actually show you a little wheel and it'll show you like, you know, this percentage of conversions were driven through your behavioral targets, whereas 40% were driven by your keyword targeting. So that way you can see like, oh, if this particular strategy, if geofencing is not driving any of my conversions, then maybe I shouldn't be having that strategy on the campaign, and maybe we swap it out for a different strategy. So all of the performance that we can see through the conversions and the clicks and stuff is really helpful, and it helps us to drive future campaign recommendations.
It's really, really cool because, you know, people, you know, they invest. This is an investment in their business. It's an investment in what they're doing, and, you know, being able to track those ways and then midstream being able to tweak it to mm-hmm. make it even better. That's something that, you know, we haven't really had until the digital age.
Yeah. And, you know, so I'll say, like, when I review reports with clients, very rarely are we reviewing the report and not making just one single change.
Right.
Like, and that doesn't mean the campaign's not performing good, but it's like, it could always be performing better. You can always do something to make it perform better. And so after reviewing a report with a client, there's typically always, you know, something that I want to change, whether it's mm-hmm. adding in an additional target or swapping out a strategy, or maybe even the creative. Like, we show you creative performance as well in our monthly reports. And so you can see if you're running different sets of creative, which creative is actually driving the highest clicks mm-hmm. and the highest click-through rate. And so, you know, if one is not really performing as well as the other, maybe it's time to take that creative out of the mix and put in maybe a fresh new one. And so, you know, that's an important thing too, because if you think about it, the more people that click, the more conversions that's going to lead to. So you really, really, really want to be driving, you know, the highest click-through rates and the highest amount of clicks that you can through your creative and through those targeting strategies that we layer onto the campaign.
All right.
And then one other breakout that we can see too is by device. So a lot of our products will run cross-device, meaning across desktop, tablet, and mobile. So in your reporting, you'll be able to see how many impressions and clicks are delivering on desktop, tablet, and mobile. And so, for example, a lot of the time we do see the majority of impressions on mobile just because everyone's on mobile. But that's also just kind of a helpful insight to see or to have in your reporting as well, because for example, if you're seeing the majority of your impressions on mobile, that maybe that's a second to, maybe you should take a second to think about, you know, your user face on mobile and make sure that it is a nice user experience. It's easy to navigate and it's easy to like yield the most amount of conversions that you can. If you want people to be taking conversions, maybe, you know, you move those buttons to the top of the page and minimize scrolling down to the bottom of the page to require somebody to take an action or whatever it may be. There's always just things that you can change to your website to make sure that it is very user-friendly on your mobile device. So that's another kind of thing.
Very important these days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that we kind of think about and look at in our monthly reporting.
Mm-hmm. Getting on to everybody's mobile device, OTT, which is our little, you know, Amazon Fire Sticks and, you know, Roku TVs and things like that. You can advertise your business there with the help of ADX Digital. Go to ADXDigitalMarketing.com. Send them an email, connect@ADXDigitalMarketing.com. I had Lexi Mendoza in the studio. She's a digital marketing consultant. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
See you next
Monday. Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.